This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA raised yields in the November WASD report. We'll have more right after this.
November is full of weekly observances, which relate to the ag industry. There's National Hunger and Homeless Awareness Week, National Farm City Week, National Better Conservation Week, the Thanksgiving holiday, and so much more. Take the time to share the story of what your family farm is doing to be better stewards of the land and water. Also consider making a donation of food and time to help those who are less fortunate than yourselves. We are truly blessed. Do what you can to make an impact in the world around you, this month and always. This message is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Not much was expected from this month's WASD report, but those are seemingly always the times when we get some of the biggest surprises. Instead of waiting for the January report, the USDA raised yields for both corn and soybeans yesterday. Allendale commodity broker Greg McBride gave a breakdown of the numbers.
No, it wasn't. We saw the USDA raise yield on corn and beans this month. We raised by 1.9 bushels on corn to 174.9. 0.3 bushels per acre higher on soybeans to 49.9. You do raise your ending stocks on both corn and beans here. About 45 million bushels higher on the corn, 2.156 billion now. 245 million on the soybeans, so that was up 25 million bushels. Really, it's not what we were looking for. We were really kind of looking for more of a nothing report, about two million bushels higher on the beans. I thought we were going to see maybe maybe a little bit of a kick the can type motion, because you do still have some concerns about South America, but the USDA didn't make any changes to South America's production at this time, which that's warranted, but we'll see what they do going forward. My guess is we aren't going to see much change on the December report. So as you go into the January report, that's when we're going to see some fireworks. And in between there, all we have to talk about for the next essentially 2 months is weather in Brazil.
For the rest of this WASD analysis and more, head on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.